We're going to have an open time of sharing. If you feel led to share thoughts, just feelings, or just a remembrance of Dawn, you're welcome to do that. If not, that's fine as well. There'll be time to connect with people after the service. If you do want to share, we'll just ask that you come over to the microphone here to speak into it. Would anyone like to share? I hear birds chirping. Yeah, Sharon, would you like to?
Yeah. Thank you, Malcolm family, for showing all those pictures, because I saw another side of Dawn I didn't get to see all the time, and that really meant a lot to me. So on that note, I told my mom this morning, when in regards to Fran, it's forever Sunday for Dawn and Fran, doing that puzzle. What was it? Not the crossword puzzle.
Isaac Asimov. We
used to do it. It's forever Sunday in regards to Fran and Dawn with the Isaac Asimov puzzle, because they called each other every Sunday to do that puzzle. Is my strongest memory of Dawn.
I'd like to share one thing.
Yep.
I think I can just say it for
me. Yep, you can do that.
When I first met Dawn, I wanted to belong to something, and I didn't want to. I think my other name, I wanted to protect his last name too. And when we were married, he platted me with the Malcolm Tartan when we lit the unity candle. And I didn't lose a family, I gained a family. And I want to tell you, Malcolm, I love you all. But I'm glad that we're coming together. What brings us together is so much stronger than anything that separates us. And love is stronger than death.
Mal?
Yeah?
Do you want to stand right there?
I would.
Is that good?
I know Dawn mostly through Rotary, and that was quite a passion of his. And he was very interested in the eradication of polio, and he led the troops into assembling a container full of used school books that went to Uganda. And so he left the world a better place than he found it.
Thank you.
I'd like to add one thing to that story. Don and I were at the International Rotary Conference in Los Angeles in 2008, and we were standing in the meal line, and there was a man from Uganda behind us, and just the Falmouth Rotary Club never heard what happened to that shipload of container load of books that we sent, and the man standing behind us was in the club that received them, and they used the container for a library. and it was just such a serendipitous thing that we met the receiver, and we never knew who received it before that. And Don asked me to be a Rotarian before he asked me to marry me.
How romantic. I'll stand back. I've got a Malcolm voice, so I think I can speak here too.
I'm glad Peggy mentioned it. You know, I think Grandpa was a, I'm Laura, and I'm Don's eldest grandchild. And, you know, Don was a family man. He taught us about genealogy. I think I was the, youngest kid my age who knew what a first cousin twice removed and a second cousin thrice removed was from tracking that genealogy for many, many years. And that's of great importance to him. It makes me very proud to see our tartan here today. I also need to acknowledge that Don was not only a wonderful grandfather and great-grandfather who really took pride and joy in the generations that came after him, but he suffered a tremendous amount of loss in the last 10 years. And so glad to see Howard and Lissa here today, and just knowing that he had so many that went before him, I hope, greeting him wherever he is. I wish that there was more of his children here today. I'm really glad that we can all be here together to celebrate him, because family was everything to Dawn. And glad to see everyone here together today.
Thank you. We're all set.